CliffCentral.com. Yeah. Friday is here, motherfuckers. It is time to start your weekend. Yes, this morning it all begins. How exciting. I've got the lovely Simpium Tatwa here, who's looking glorious and ready to take on the weekend. A kind of a long weekend.
Yes.
It is kind of a long weekend.
I'm happy about that.
Oh, man. So, yeah, Tuesday's a holiday, and Monday, of course, is the national shutdown. So, some people will be taking an extra day. I believe the schools are closed anyway on Monday. So, well,
some...
All right. I said to Simpiwe just now, you know that song that we play before this, where we start the countdown for the show? Mm-hmm. That thing is like my... You know how people's alarm clock triggers them?
Mm-hmm.
Like immediately they go, oh no. When they hear their alarm clock, they go, oh, for God's sake, what is this? And it pops up. If it's their ringtone as well, it like every time their phone rings, they So when I hear that fucking music from before the show starts, mm-hmm. It appears out of nowhere in my head at like 11:30 at night. And I'm like, oh no.
Are you like, it's time for the show?
Yeah, and I'm like, and I'm not ready, and I don't know what's going on, and oh, Jesus. Anyway, we're here, we're live, we're ready to go. It is Friday, so I'm going to start with something motivational today because I think people need it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I put this thing up on Instagram this morning because I don't really use any of the other social media. I mean, I'm not on Facebook, I'm not on Twitter anymore. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, this is the only place I talk, and I've got, I don't know, 100,000 odd people who are listening there. And I've said this morning, I want them to share it with everyone, even the people who don't follow me, because I don't want any credit for it. I just want people to get this message.
Okay.
So here's the message, right? I know it's demoralizing to wake up without power, maybe without water, to hear about stupid shutdowns, which only make things worse, and put on your work clothes and go to your job. Mm-hmm. I know some days that you just want to give up. Keep going. Your family need you. Your friends need you. We all need you. You're one of the important pieces of the economy that keeps things moving. Do not give up. In a healthy, functional society, you wouldn't have to hear this from me. In a healthy, functional society, things would work and politicians would give you a better vision of the future. But these are challenging times and strong people are required to make up for a society led by weak and incompetent ones. One day, you will see that that all of this contributed to your success and character. Go to work today and be twice as productive as everyone else. You don't need the vast majority of the world to make change. It's never the majority. All it takes is a few men and women of principle, common sense, diligence, and courage. Make today the start of a revolution. Really, I mean, I just felt suddenly this morning because I woke up and it was load shedding. I was like, you know how many people just want to give up right now?
Mm-hmm.
How many people are just chatfall, tired? They're tired of traffic lights not working. They're tired of potholes on the road. I mean, all of these things we talk about all the time, so I don't want to labor the point, but I do want to say this, that in some ways, we are prepared in South Africa for everything.
Yes.
And this is I know this sounds perverse, but it's almost like a strength. Yesterday, we had some people from the American consulate here.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed the head of commerce for the American delegation in South Africa. And she's a really interesting person called Cynthia. And she's got an amazing story. We'll play that out in the next few days and you'll get to know her a little bit. But when they arrived, you know, they were like, oh, you know, it's amazing how South Africa works. I thought, yeah, you're right. It is amazing. Like now, because of load shedding and traffic lights out, people leave 20 minutes earlier.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we prepare.
Yeah.
We don't go, oh, sorry, I'm 20 minutes late. Cause you know, that's not going to fly.
Oh, yes.
So now you prepare. You're like thinking for the government. You're thinking for everyone else in advance.
Even meetings, people will be like, oh, can't do 4 o'clock, have load shedding.
Less than 4:20 or yes. Whatever. Yeah. So that's one thing we do. Now people they're planning for, like you hear when people say, I'm going to do this thing at this place, but they've got JoJo tanks and they, you know, this is, I mean, in some ways, you got to admire the fact. I know it's not ideal, and I know it fucking irritates people, and I don't expect you to be happy about this. I'm not trying to convince you that, you know, a turd is a block of gold. Mm. We all know what we're looking at. Yes. But there is a strength in this. It's like it's preparing us in a way that the rest of the world is too soft to be ready for. And I don't think it's going to get any better in any part of the world. Like, everybody's in shit at the moment. Have you seen what's going on in America? Have you seen banks after the Silicon Valley Bank collapse?
So there was a guy on TikTok who basically came on to do a press release, mm-hmm. After the whole Silicon Bank drama. And he's like, guys, this is what happened. I got a link to a Zoom call. I jumped on, and it's all the guys from Silicon Valley. They're nervous and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they basically had like this impromptu, like, what do we do now? And he was just dropping a TikTok to say, we think we have it under control, but we're not too sure.
They don't. They don't have any of it. I'll tell you what. The Saudis just pulled their funding of Credit Suisse, which is like one of the big Swiss banks. Now, you know, the Swiss banks have never had a problem. And the reason that they've been mismanaged badly by a bunch of very average people, which is the case for most corporate institutions in the world. I hate to say it, but the people who started a lot of these businesses, the visionaries, the people who had the energy and the drive and the competence and the determination, they are either getting old and phasing out, or they've appointed managers, and managers just manage. They can't really grow things. And a lot of the people who are in charge of the world at the moment are managers, but they're not even good at it. They're full of bullshit ideas that have nothing to do with competence and productivity and all of this stuff. So in some ways, like, we are well poised in South Africa to fend for ourselves.
Yes. And ordinary make South jokes.
And make jokes about it. We've got a good sense of humor. And by the way, a little bit later on, we're going to have Barry Hilton on. But we do have a sense of humor about ourselves. And whether you are poor or rich in this country, you are making a plan. You know, it's not like people have just given up and are just dying in their droves on the side of the road. It's like people are still, no matter how shit their lives have become, no matter how many promises have been broken, no matter how much they expected and it wasn't ever delivered, those people are not just stopping. They're growing their own veggies.
Yes.
They are installing like rainwater collection. They're doing whatever they can. And I admire that so goddamn much about our people. So let's just look at it as a way to prepare us for what the rest of the world has no idea is coming. I mean, I do not think the financial system is going to get better for a little while. We're going to be in this for at least the next 5 years, which means it's not going to go back to where there was just money flowing and government doing things for people and, you know, all that shit. It was highly irregular. So what we need is to look to ourselves and support and help each other where we can, because it's not coming from anywhere else. And in some ways, isn't that great? Because it all depends on you. So you wake up in the morning and do your thing, you'll be okay. If you don't wake up in the morning and you're lazy and you feel like taking drugs and you feel like, you know, giving up on life, then obviously shit's going to happen to you and it's going to be all on you. And I would rather take responsibility for me, and I'm sure you would too, than have someone else take responsibility for you. You're not a child. You know?
100%. There's this gym coach that I recently saw. So the guy was like, the one place that's super fair in life is gym, because whatever you put in is what you get out.
Right.
And I think that's what's happening now in South Africa, is that whatever you're going to put in now is what you're going to get out in your own life. So if you put in the 200%, I think you are going to get 200% back.
That's absolutely right. And no one can ever gym for you.
Yeah.
Right? No one else can. You can't appoint, like, you could be rich, rich, but you can't appoint someone else to go to gym for you because you're so busy and you don't have time.
Mm.
You have to do that.
And you have to do the reps and you have to go through the pain.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So Carl says, on Monday, I've reached out to all the other small businesses and we're equipping each other with dildos. When we see the EFF on Monday, we're going to throw them while we shout, eat a dick. You know, wouldn't that be a funny protest? I mean, I don't know how expensive dildos are, but if they're cheap enough, that would be the funniest protest in history. Imagine they hit the road and they're like, and they're busy and people just throw dicks at them.
And you know one's going to land in the mouth.
Yeah, of course. Someone will choke. It'll be hilarious. Oh, my God. All right. So everybody says that this long weekend is deserved. So that's another thing. Like, take the Monday if you can. Not because you're afraid of the shutdown, but because you need a day. I mean, this year started like.
Yeah, time is just moving super fast.
So almost the end of March already.
Yeah.
So Carl also says some card. It's not Silicon Valley. It's Silicon Valley. So minor difference, but yes. Silicone's the stuff for the fake titties. And that you use to seal baths and glue shit. That's silicone. Silicon is the element that we use to make microchips. Simon says here in Zim, we have maybe a decade ahead of South Africa in the shitty government department and adaptability to the new life. Sad another country might be headed that way. Well, again, you know, it all depends on your point of view here, because as we've discussed many times on the show, there is not a perfect place, a utopia that is, you know, somewhere in this world where you go to and everything's just fucking great. I mean, I've got friends in North America, Australia, Europe, South America, Asia. Everywhere's got some problem. You just got to choose what your problem is. Would you prefer tornadoes and volcanoes? Would you prefer politicians like Trump and Biden? Would you prefer the protests that are going on in Holland at the moment, in France at the moment? I mean, there's shit going down everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like anyone is immune to it. So if you feel like moving, of course, move, you know, go and do it. But this place really needs you. And where do you want to be in the world? Do you want to be in the place that needs you the most, where you can actually make a difference, where one small thing you do will have unbelievable results? Or do you want to go somewhere and every time you make a noise, it's drowned out in a sea of other voices?
Yeah. And kind of people don't want to hear from you, the outsider.
Right. I love it. All right. Very good. I love this name. Lorenz Rugheimer says, amen. All right. Well, thank you, Lorenz. Ricky says, lol, this is so well planned by the EFF. Nobody will go to work anyway and they'll claim victory. Yeah. Well, suppose so. My sister in New York, the company's just gone tits up. You see? And you know, I mean, in America, it's not like they have any labor protections. I'm not for labor protections, but there you just get fired. You just
You walk in one day.
They give you your bucks and you're out on the street. You're literally standing on 7th Avenue with your bucks going, taxi. Your bucks has got like your family photos in it and that shit. It's really tough. It's unbelievable. Angus says, quite rightly, we discussed this, I think, on Tuesday. SVB's failure was its push for wokeness over financial performance. It has no risk. It had no risk manager for 8 months. It was technically bankrupt 5 months ago. Yeah, but also, you know, it's fine. You can have all kinds of political objectives when you have free money lying around. But I don't know that that's going to be available anymore. I think that money has run out. So we're going to have to see what the next stage of this, I think all of that crap's going to fall to the side. You know, it's funny, like when things are going fine, people can be ideological.
Mm-hmm.
They can have all kinds of grand ideas about how things would be better if we just did this. Mm. Or here's some wacky left field idea. And that's fine when things are working, but when everything is run by people who've just got ideas and don't do anything, which is kind of what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
It falls apart. You need plumbers, electricians, doctors, you know, those people who actually use their hands to get shit done. And I'm afraid our political class all over the world, not just in South Africa, all over the world, the politicians are all these like thinker types. And there's nothing wrong with being a thinker type. I'm not knocking mm-hmm. You know, the fact that many human beings have contributed unbelievably to the success of civilization by being thinkers, but you need the doers.
Yes.
And I'm afraid the doers are sitting around going, we're not taking part in this shit and we're not getting blamed for your dumb ideas. So they'll wait on the sidelines and hopefully get involved when we really need them. We will have to see. Valerie says, good morning, Gareth and Sim. I kind of like the idea of tossing dildos in the mix. Raised quite a giggle for me, LMO. Have a great day. Okay, so listen, you can call us. We are opening the lines as we do now because I prefer taking calls. I don't know if you've noticed this. It's kind of a much more fun way of doing your contribution than me reading comments. Plus, we get to hear your voice. You get to actively participate in the show. The number is on the screen, 083 295 0832955769. 0832955769. I'll put you on the air with some PWA and I, and you can tell us what's on your mind. What do you want to say? Give us a shout. All right. You've got the number. It's right up there. Ben will be joining us in a short while. Barry Hilton is in later on. We're going to have some fun. Last week with David Gowers. Yes. He was cross. You know, it's meant to be no politics Friday. Well, and I suppose we, you know, you just, we live in a world. Yeah. I think that's a, you know, a long time gone because it's kind of our preoccupation at the moment. And geez, David was like letting loose. And you were not helping. You were like climbing on board as well. Instead of you like directing him into, let's laugh and talk some shit, Dave. You were like, no, we must lock our grandparents away.
And I stand by him. Jesus. Hide your grandparents voting, Dave.
You were no help at all. I was like,
No, I just want people to know that the elders, they're not going to change their votes. Doesn't matter what happens. So please, please just hide them. Just lock them in a room. That's what I'm doing. I'm
somewhere safe.
Yes, just for a few hours. Leave them with some food. It's okay. Oh, Jesus. And that's what's going to help us, I think, move forward. You see, that's my contribution to the solution, you know? Just hide the elders, the grannies, the grandmas. That's it.
Oh, my God. All right. So Sean says he's invoicing Julius. I'm in sales and was forced to put in leave for Monday, the idiots. Well, that would be quite fun. You invoice. Everybody sends them an invoice.
Yes.
For Monday to explain how economics, because these are not people who understand economics. Mm-hmm. So if we give them an invoice and we say, you are, please pay by X date, they'll suddenly shit themselves and go, oh, that's how an economy works.
Yeah, but knowing Julius as well, he's just going to come and be hey.
Probably use it as fuel for the fire. Who knows? Anyway. All right. Well, hang on. Someone says they called and no one answered. Bullshit, Valerie. 0832955769. If you're calling, I'm answering. I'm not ignoring anybody. I don't see any missed calls here, Valerie. You're full of shit. All right. Hey, Ben, what's happening? Look, here's Ben Karpinski, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hello, Ben. Wait a second. I can't hear you. It's my fault. There we go.
Yeah, how's that?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I can hear everything now.
Loud and clear.
Wow, this place gets more sophisticated. Hey, today I arrived and Ryan's like, let me just slip you in. There's a computer ready here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do anything. I just sat down.
You see, we're getting back into like tidying shit up and having an organized studio around us. I always preferred having things exactly a certain way.
So you can just slip in.
Correct. We're getting there.
All about slipping
next, in. Next time you come here, everything will be assembled properly. There'll be automatic cameras on the walls. We're doing everything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, going big.
Amazing. That's very exciting.
We want a full experience here.
But that's what a studio should be. It should be the most, it's the word immersive.
Immersive.
If you can be immersive in life.
Isn't that the advertising? Immersive. And if I hear one more person in advertising talk to me about ChatGPT, I'm going to shit myself.
Oh, Garrett.
No, really, because the more you talk about it, and I think it's interesting, don't get me wrong. The more you talk about it, the more I think you are actually worried it's going to replace you. And that's why you're talking about it.
Do you know there's been like a new update? So there's like ChatGPT 4. It got released on 14th of March. And already what people can do on it is incredible. You can like upload a picture.
Sorry, Simpiwe. Sorry, we interrupted Simpiwe here about ChatGPT.
Is that Valerie?
Let her finish quickly. Valerie, you got a very deep voice. Just hold on.
Simpiwe,
finish your thought.
Just say that you can upload a picture of like ingredients and it can now analyze that picture and tell you what meals you can make with whatever picture you put or what's happening.
Yeah, but I know an app that could do that 50 years ago. It's called Mom. Mm.
Costly,
you know what?
Worth it.
You know what a mom would do? A mom would go to the pantry or the fridge, see what's available, and go, "Oh, these fucking people I have to feed." I mean, this is my mother anyway. She'd go, she hates cooking, right? She'd go to the kitchen and she'd go, "I have to give these fuckers," and then she'd find something. And some nights it would be a 10 out of 10, and some nights, you know, she'd say, "Well, find your own food then." All right, what's up, Valerie?
I'm not Valerie. It's Marcelos. Valerie never called you.
Okay. Sorry. I thought it was Valerie. All right. Well, what do you want to say, Marcelo? What's up with you this Friday?
I have a situation here. I need your advice.
Mm.
In 2021, I decided to leave social media, stop watching news and blah, blah, blah.
Good.
So now I have this mate who keeps sending me these links from Facebook, video links.
Oh, no.
And I watch these things. I'm like, dude, we don't have the same sense of humor. I've seen it in myself. I'm like,
okay, but what kind of clips? What are these, like, from the news?
From the news, from people who hit each other. I'm like, I'm not into this. So how do I tell them that without sounding rude?
You just tell him. I mean, this is not a difficult one. Let's talk to Ben. He doesn't give a shit about people's feelings. What would you do, Ben?
Well, you got to ask the question, how do these clips make you feel? Terrible, right? So throw it back. You are enduring all kinds of bullshit for no reason. And you only if you don't tell him, they'll get worse. I had a very similar problem. I've got to share, I had a similar problem as I've got older, is that as my friends become more and more dad-like, they become less and less funny. It's not because they're less funny. It's just that their surroundings have been diluted by small children who don't have good senses of humor. So I've now got to get dad humor, and I have no time for it. I'm sorry. I want cutting edge. I want dark. I want edgy. I want stuff that makes you a little bit like uneasy.
Yeah.
I don't want the fun stuff.
No.
I'm not that person.
And the worst thing is that they are from Facebook. I don't know if he doesn't watch YouTube because I like YouTube, not Facebook.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what we were talking about with Simpiwe. Anyway, I've got another call, Mapelo. I'm hoping they'll be more interesting than you. We'll speak to you later.
But Mapelo, also get friends south of 60.
All right. Hello? Hello? And you got to hello? You got to turn off us in the background because now you're actually on the show.
Okay.
Valerie. Oh, come on, Valerie. Oh,
Jesus.
This is Valerie.
Yeah, go ahead, Valerie. What's up?
This is Valerie. No, nothing's up. I can't call you on WhatsApp. That's why nobody answered.
No. Valerie, it's called WhatsApp, not WhatsApp. I know it's an Afrikaans app, WhatsApp, but also it's actually WhatsApp.
It's WhatsApp.
No, WhatsApp. Say it with me. Say WhatsApp.
Called you on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
All right. What's up?
It's like a tit in a hat.
A tit in a hat.
Yeah.
Are you a birder?
No, I just love that idea of dildos flying around.
Oh, yeah. We all like that.
If I run out of airtime, I'm going to die on you, sir.
Well, anyway, Gareth, your life sounds great. All right. Well, listen, I mean, I agree with you. Dildos are the way to go. That's what we should be aiming for, right?
Yes. And I'll just tell you.
All right. Valerie, thank you. Wow, that was – I almost feel bad about saying bye to Mapelo so we could take that call. But, you know, it takes all kinds. Valerie shouldn't start drinking this early in the day.
It was quite early.
It's very early.
Again, it's the case of the Smirnoff storms or the spins or whatever you'll have.
I think it's a thing on Fridays. People wake up and they have a drink. Yeah.
It's Friday. It's not going great. Let's open this.
Listen, I saw somebody sitting on the side of the road. I came in on, what was it, Monday? Early, right? I drove in early on Monday morning. And I was like, there was a person, homeless person, sitting on the side of the road with a brown paper bag, old school, a bottle of something in it, starting their day like that. It was still dark. Either they were going from the previous night or I'm not sure, but it was definitely quite – hello? What?
No, I haven't been drinking. I haven't been to sleep yet. I'm trying to listen to you guys talk shit.
All right. Well, I mean, that's okay. I'm glad that you came in to defend yourself again. I better save this number.
Thanks for the super show. Thanks for the super entertainment.
We love you. Thank you.
Thanks, Valerie.
Okay,
have a lekker day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No, I don't believe her.
No.
I'm convinced.
I'm even more convinced. I better save that number. No, we know when it's Valerie. We know to take her call. I like that. That's good. All right. Well, we do have a couple of things we want to talk to you about. There's some news as well. We'll get to that in a little while. I was saying the other day, Gloria Bosman died, and the news kind of trickled out very slowly. I don't know if people didn't care, which would be very sad. But she's a famous jazz singer in South Africa. She died in her 50s and she died this week and a lot of people didn't even know. So, you know, we often talk about musicians and artists who've gone. Also in the news, South Park has used ChatGPT to write a new episode.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
And we will see that soon. That's
so the entire thing from start to finish was written by ChatGPT, which is the old version now. Because
GP4 or GPT-4 or whatever it is. And
I feel like I'm in the future talking to you guys. You've got like various versions about things. I'm just using the original one.
We're on version four now.
This is important.
Version four.
So I saw Ben went to the Kruger Park, some awesome pictures. I saw you also were wearing two-tone khaki, which
that's me now.
Is that your thing?
That's the two-tone life. Yeah. I'm all about it. Yeah, I had the best trip in Kruger.
Did you buy those clothes or did someone give them to you?
No, I bought them.
You bought them with your own money.
And I intend to buy more.
You bought then you bought that stuff with your own money.
There's nothing better than being in the Kruger wearing tiny shorts, because that's the appropriate length for any actual man. And then you're watching game and then you're brying and you're drinking.
That's how you know you're having fun, huh?
That's how I know I'm actually living now. That's it. It really is. So I'm buying, every month I'll just buy something else. Eventually, I'm going to get to the stage where I'm pretty much going to go full two-tone.
I love it. Good.
Because
Embrace it, Ben. Live.
It's one of these things that if you get ahead of any sort of like ridicule in life, no one can ever rip you off, which I think is how most people live.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. In other words, you take the piss out of yourself before anyone else has to.
It's also just a lot more comfortable wearing that clothing.
Really? In the Kruger Park or generally?
Just generally. I mean,
this is why farmers, all those Buddha in the Free State, that's why they wear them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've seen black people. You know Temba, who's been on the show before, Temba Robin? He's doing these funny videos and he wears that two-tone khaki shit. I think he really likes it.
Like, I would wear it now. It's just that you probably think I'll be doing it for effect. So I'm easing it in. Oh. Eventually I'll be on the show in two-tone.
Okay. Well, we look forward to that.
It'll be like a slow bleed, but eventually shorts in winter, the whole deal. You feel capable as a human. It's the best.
Well, it did look like you were having fun. You had beer in one hand. I think you had braai tongs in the other. I mean, this is
what's missing. What? Afrikaans.
You don't get more like Kruger Park than that.
But also it was the most Kruger Park of trips. So we stayed at the Beer Meaty Bush camp. So it's a little bit off the beaten track, so to speak. So it's like private road to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And literally we got in on the Thursday. 5 minutes in, we saw a lion chasing a baby zebra.
Jesus.
Didn't quite get it, but it caused a huge commotion on this one open plain. We saw leopard four different occasions. We saw leopard having sex.
What?
Mating.
Nice.
We saw lions having the mating. Went in a bush walk. Actually, like, walked in the bush. I even saw an African wildcat. You don't see those, right? It's like the Kruger's meowsers, basically. There it was, just in the thing. And this huge eagle owl was above it, and this cat was shitting itself. And it's just, and because there's all like the rains and the floods and that kind of stuff, a lot of the roads were kind of closed and reopening. So there was no one around us. We saw no tracks on the actual roads.
That's phenomenal.
We went on two drives with our main man, Simon. He loves a stiff drink. Just got to see so much, and there was nothing around you. Like, we were just driving back to the camp the one day, and there was a leopard by the tree, but like from me to you away. And there's no one, because in Kruger, sometimes you get about 12 cars.
Oh, yeah, and they all gather around and then
they
start fighting over position.
Yeah, when the lions were having the sex, there was just cars everywhere, which is unfortunate. But this leopard.
Well, it shows you what people are really interested in.
It is. That was it. People were driving from all over the park to come see this lion leg over. No, it was cool. It's like every time you go to Kruger, there's different levels and there's different layers, and like talking to people around there. But then it was the same week where all those stories are coming out about how bad the poaching's getting and the corruption. Uh-huh. And I mean, there's a lot to that story, which I don't want to make a Friday thing.
No.
But you know, like people always used to say like, oh, it's these Mozambicans coming in and it's these people.
It's not. It's our own people.
But you know why it's not the Mozambicans anymore?
Because they're getting eaten?
Well.
Because there was a time when Mozambicans were like major lion food on the east side of the park.
Yeah, but also the bushcraft that was always around these guys who were the soldiers who were out there fighting, that's kind of fallen away in the generations now. So if you've got people coming from these neighboring countries, they're not skilled in bushcraft like they used to be and be able to do what they did.
Right.
So they get arrested far easier. So everyone's like, oh yeah, it's these foreign nationals coming in from over there. It's not really.
We got to stop blaming. Listen,
it's
South Africans.
Easy blame game, but
we South Africans have got to stop blaming other people for when we ourselves are fucked up.
Yeah, but it's just
really
it's the saddest thing that something is so beautiful like that and just the general corruption and
All right, then let's not go. Please don't depress. I've got Barry Hilton who's going to talk about depression later. I had David Kao who was angry last week. I've got it.
Well, all I'm saying is that, like,
Sipiwe wants to lock a grandmother away on election day. Please, can we just calm down?
All I'm saying is, 5 years' time with my two-tone life, I might be on the front lines there.
Somebody, Janet here says, don't forget the long socks with a comb in them. You have to go big or go home.
Janet, that's not quite my generation of two-tone. You know, this is the thing. People just think everything's the same in life, right? Generalizing is a bit harsh. That's more like 1970s and down, like people who still send Facebook links.
A lot of people are saying you will lose Daniela again if you wear this.
As long as I keep good muscle tone in my legs, I've got it.
Yeah, because you can't have shit legs and wear shorts.
So the brand of two-tone that I'm subscribing to, all the models, you can see these guys just deadlift every day. It's hilarious. It's
really? Yeah. That's what they do. Okay. Tabo says, by the way, what's up with the black farmers wearing these two-tone khakis? Are you guaranteed to succeed? I think it's part of the success. I think it matters.
Okay, so what, they're simulating or
I think when you become a farmer, it becomes obvious to you to do certain things. And this is one of those things.
What you got to do, guys, is give two-tone a try. You got to give it a try. Before you know it, it's going to be like, oh, okay, I get it now.
All right, well, we'll figure it out, I suppose. Don't start wearing Crocs, says Congo Chris.
That's not the same, Congo Chris.
Very, very different.
That's wash your mouth out with bolhas. Yeah,
we definitely. Crocs,
it's a different thing. Like, why can this is the on the internet, right? You say you like something, someone goes, "Oh, so you like this too?"
No, not at all.
The same, Congo Chris.
That's not how it works.
Hang your pseudonym head in shame.
Right, exactly. All right, so you wanted to talk about that. Simpiwe's got a whole bunch of things on her agenda. She wants to talk. How long is your finger?
Which one?
Okay, this is,
and what, right,
is
this for?
And what are you asking that for? That sounds very wrong. New studies suggest men can look at their fingers to check how likely they will be to end up bald.
Yes.
Oh shit. Okay.
So right hand finger. If your ring finger is longer than your index finger, then you're six times likely to go bald.
Right hand or left hand?
Right.
I'm pretty sure everyone's index finger will be shorter than their ring finger.
No, so it must be longer. If your ring finger is longer than your index, there we go.
Then you're going to go bald?
Yes, you're six times likely to.
I'm not. And do you see any balding going on here?
What's going on? Is your index finger shorter?
Slightly.
Everyone's index finger shorter. No. It's a shorter finger.
They did a study with like over 240 men and they saw that.
You got big monkey hands, Ben.
is this the same study that
you got big? I've never noticed this about you before. In all this time I've known you, I've never seen your big monkey hands.
Quite small hands.
But and it was proven that men
who did the study? The same people who say dad bods are sexy. that's a fucking lie. I'll tell you right now. If you want to go bald, look at your mother's side of the family.
Is that what they say?
It's a better kind of process than this. Right. What if your ring finger's longer?
Yeah, I think Simpio is full of shit. I mean, you keep coming up with these surveys that are nonsense.
No, this nonsense. Is the truth.
Has ChatGPT confirmed this?
All right, here's an important message from somebody who wanted to say something to Ben. I don't know who this is, or someone who listens to us.
Good morning. It's morning, my side of the world, Newfoundland. It's Caro. Just wanted to let Caro. You know that how much I'm loving all the action happening at Cliff Central House. The Fry videos and everything's very, very entertaining. Okay. I did, however, listen to Burning Platform yesterday, the one with Ivor Fachter. And
that's last week.
I need to remember to take my antacids. Because the ulcer starts playing up after listening to information like that. Anyway, long time coming message, sending lots of love, madly and passionately.
Oh, can you imagine being married to this woman? Talk.
Big love to Ben and Daniela. So delighted that they're back together.
Oh.
And just generally sending love, light, and happiness.
All right. Now I jumped ahead of the gun there. That was very sweet.
Very sweet.
Thank you very much. How nice.
Nice person.
George says you're right, by the way. It is from the mother's side, the baldness.
Yeah. Guys, so if George confirms you, then
this is please listen to me. I'm telling you, well in advance, in like 2-3 years, when this is like a new norm, you heard it here first. I'm just saying.
No, it got disputed here first.
Apparently, people couldn't hear that voice note. I thought it was playing through. Oh, okay.
Oh, I did.
Sorry. She was just basically saying how, she's loving what's going on here. She's following us. She's paying attention to all the shows. She's very happy about Ben. So all of that stuff came through. I don't know why that it didn't play through here, but we'll try and figure that out. You know, still teething problems. There's always something technical to bite you in the ass. Okay, so another thing that's important here is the 10 most attractive nationalities. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a big deal because people always – there's huge competition.
Yes.
All over the world, everybody always goes, well, where would you go if you were a single guy or a single girl and you wanted to meet someone of the opposite sex who's hot as fuck? And I spoke to a wise elder some time ago. He said to me, apparently in a little European country called Montenegro, there are the most beautiful girls, but they all live on the coast. If you go inland, they turn into hobbits.
Warts.
Face big warts. Trolls. Yeah. So your face warts with hairs growing out of them and short, stumpy legs and often like black hair coverings.
Hairy hands.
Hairy hands, often quite aggressive.
Well, that's happened.
But the ones on the coast are magnificent. Yeah. He said they are by far and away the most beautiful women he's ever seen. Does Montenegro even come up on the list?
No.
No. See?
No.
So I'll give you the hopes of some viewers list actually being accurate. She's probably gonna tell us bullshit like Singapore
countries where your pinky finger is shorter than your index finger, that's where your pretty people live.
She's probably gonna tell us Portugal and those yentas are gonna be like
no.
Okay, carry on.
So sorry, let's go.
I'll start with the top five of the most attractive men and women. So I'll start with the men where you can find the most attractive men. At number five, Sweden. 4, USA. 3, Italy. 2, India. 1, the UK.
The UK?
Yeah.
Attractive men?
Yes, if you're looking for someone.
Are you high? The UK, have you?
I mean, I knew that list was going to go south at some stage.
Boris Johnson right looks like. I mean, Jeremy,
the UK.
Jeremy Clarkson and Boris Johnson.
He doesn't represent.
Okay, who does? David Beckham. I mean, apart from David Beckham.
Very sexy.
Okay, who apart from David Beckham?
Basically
ever,
David Beckham.
Have you seen Prince William?
Have you seen Prince Harry?
Going on to the woman.
All right. But hang on. Let's just break this down. So you're telling me.
If you're British and you're good looking, please let us know.
Again, I'm afraid you've got to reveal your sources. Who put this list together? Okay. Blind people?
No, so this...
The BBC?
No, this was like a Reddit poll that they did.
British Reddit?
No, just...
Like Reddit.
Reddit, yes. The social media like platform where they just got a poll going and this is what people said, who they find the most attractive.
But maybe the just more British people on Reddit.
Hmm. Because but okay, here's for the women.
Okay, so let's listen to the women and before we criticize.
And then we'll do overall nationalities, okay, let's right?
Because so I have completely different views.
So if you're looking for a young, sexy mama, at number 5, Italy.
Fair enough.
Number 4, Poland.
Fair enough.
3, Sweden.
Yeah.
2,
yeah.
Japan.
Hmm.
1, India.
So India's 1 and 2 here.
They've also got the most people in the world. I wonder if that's related. Mm-hmm.
And now overall, we'll go to the top 10, like overall most attractive nationality.
Okay. Right? Overall, this is men and women.
Yes. Just overall. So
good looking people. All right. Yes. Let's go.
At number 10, Denmark. 9, Ukraine. 8.
Well, not at the moment. I mean, they're really
rubble around there.
Yeah.
Place.
I mean, dust and shrapnel and it's not good.
Okay. 8, Italy. 7, France.
Yeah.
6, Brazil.
Uh-huh.
5, Canada.
Right.
4, Japan. 3, Sweden.
Why no African countries here, by the way? They're racist?
Very.
They are, yeah, but like later, like down. Because
they don't
did,
care
like,
about us.
Yeah. Number 2, we have the USA. And coming in at number 1 again, India.
All right. So, listen. If you've ever seen any Bollywood anything, I got to say that there is a very big, strong vote that would persuade me to consider India definitely top 3. I mean, also there are thousands and thousands of people for every other person in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So your chances of encountering a very attractive person are just multiplied, but there are also more ugly people. So, I mean, wherever there's more of both, right?
Yeah, it's such a difficult thing because
I've seen those women in those Bollywood movies.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, like around the IPL and the crickets. Sure, but like none of us are good at maths in this room. That's probably why we're very good at talking.
Well, also these statistics are made up on the spot.
We you've got to think like at what number is a critical mass to say like good looking people? Because your point, Gareth, for every million people out there who probably still have scurvy in the streets, there's maybe like 10 really good attractive actresses and actors.
Well, here's an interesting point. Nico says Indian people really go gray or bald, which is an interesting point of view. I suppose, you know, when they're very old, everyone goes gray, but,
I guess it's like
Thabo is a complete racist. This is Africans are just ugly. How fucking dare you? Afrikaans girls in South Africa, says Shani, but that's because she's probably an Afrikaans girl in South Africa, right?
Afrikaans girls in South Africa, in America are the most beautiful.
Okay. So Shani's just, hit her head really hard this morning getting out of bed. Homotsa says old British women go to the Gambia to meet young. This is true. Go to the Gambia to meet young guys and actually marry them. This is a documentary. Well, they're called bumsters. This is something JJ Cornish told us about one morning. So these old trots from Britain, way past their prime.
They swim upstream to the Gambia.
Got a bit of cash. Go spend some pounds in Africa. They get on a boat or they get on a plane. They go off to the Gambia, which is a tiny country just on the river there.
Mm-hmm. It's a slither of black cock, let's be honest. That's what these women call
it. That's what
they want. That's what they call it.
Oh, I'm going to go off and get myself some BBC. And I'm not talking about a news network.
Right? Can you imagine these grannies over a pot of tea in front room talking about what they're doing for summer? And they're all basically just watching Pornhub, like channels like Blacked. They're going, that's us, Cheryl. That's us in 2 weeks.
Oh, are you excited?
Maybe do your Kegels, Lindsay. I haven't actually watched it. I've seen clips on the internet of how they're actually like, some people were against it, saying these women are exploiting these.
Not a chance. These guys are loving it. They're taking the money.
It's a boost to the economy, no doubt.
I mean, listen, everybody at some point has to do something they don't want to do.
They're taking one for the country.
Right. And as soon as these old trouts leave or die, their job is done. They can move on with their lives.
Sounds like
it must be such a sight in the airport because, like, if people come to South Africa, they come for various reasons, right? They want to go to the Kruger Park, the Winelands, whatever.
Sure.
When those grannies touch down there, they basically have a shirt saying, I'm here for the day. Their eager eyes and soft salivation shuffle across to the courtesy vehicle in their Crocs.
Annette says, absolutely, Indian people are the most beautiful in the world. Okay, I've got to throw in a couple of countries here.
Okay.
I agree with Italy and Poland.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to say Argentina and Brazil have to make the list somewhere.
Absolutely. Argentinian people are very good looking. If you watch the World Cup.
I've also got to say that I'm happy to hear Japan's in there because you cannot disagree. It might not be everybody's taste, you know? Mm-hmm. Like some people are more into a certain look than another look, but – you've got to admit, like, some of these Japanese women are just, they're like porcelain dolls. They look too pretty to be real.
Yeah.
Faultless.
Flawless.
I would say South African women are pretty attractive.
But what is a South African woman, though? We're so diverse.
But this is the point.
India, right? You know what an Indian person looks like. A South African person could be anyone. It's like Brazilians. If you go to Brazil.
But that's why I think because the more diverse the genetic variations. Like, for example, if you get someone from Chile and they marry someone from Japan, or you get someone from Nigeria and they marry someone from Thailand or Moldova or whatever, they could produce the most beautiful children. I mean, often the mixed kids are the ones. And I mean, if there's any potential for mix, it's here in South Africa, right? So we've got such diversity. So I think it depends on taste.
Absolutely, but it's also great to be so like subjective on this stuff. You know that show we spoke about, the Physical 100? They should have a show, Beauty 100.
Yeah, it'll be so controversial.
Wait, don't we have something like that already? It's called Beauty Pageant.
No, but they've been cancelled everywhere as well.
Yeah, so. But that's lame. And it's like a dog and pony show. I mean, the Beauty 100, you really go down to challenges. Like, okay, when you wake up after a bender, three balls, what do you look like? You've just dropped a pill in Ibiza or whatever, and you've been raging for 3 days. What do you look like now?
Rajesh says, I'm Indian, gray, bald, and ugly as fuck. I dispute this.
Rajesh.
Mfundo says, we have wigs and too much makeup. That's why. Jesus, people are beating up on themselves. Oh, Granny's doing Kegels has just finished me, says Megan. Yeah, that is a funny visual picture. Teboho says, Japanese women, I agree. They also age so well. Someone looking 25 could actually be 35, and they're so secretive about their age. Tabo wants to know straight up, does Reddit not have a list for the biggest cocks?
Well, that's where Africa comes to play.
That's where then, we really, then we're back in. That's where we play.
Guys
right.
like Gambia yeah. with their cocks on their shoulders at the airport, they all have a say on this. You know, you
got to play to your strengths, right?
You know when you fly, oh, you know when you fly Jesus. Into a country on the national carrier, there'll be like a stupid video about like either visas or what to expect. Yeah. Imagine like flying into the Gambia,
churches,
and there's like, so are you here for the cock? Good choice. And then they basically tell you all about what's going to happen. And these women are all sitting there in the plane, pulling their seats back upright and just watching.
I got to say, this is way more entertaining than when JJ told us about it. When I was between jobs, says Vilmich, a few years ago, my son said, I have a joke to cheer you up, Dad. What's the difference between you and an extra large pizza? He says, an extra large pizza could feed a family of four. Fuck Ben and his diluted dad jokes. That hit hard at the time, but he managed to make me laugh every time I think of that joke. That's your son. That's sure. a hardcore joke for a son to tell a father.
That's sure. pretty hectic. You've got to applaud that kind of stuff. In life.
Oh, wow. A professional golfer, Tristan Lawrence, he's South African on the DP Tour. Is that the double penetration
yes.
tour?
that first tee is wild.
He won 20 million last year. He said Czechoslovakian girls are the best.
Yeah, so what I was going to say there is
no
list,
there's no Czechoslovakia, actually,
close to that.
John, and Tristan Lawrence. There's the Czech Republic, Tristan. And there's Slovakia. What, Tristan?
Tristan's
is that his name, Tristan? That's a terrible name.
So
I'm going to add that to my list of terrible names.
I think the people that travel the most should be making these lists because they've had to experience these people.
Good point. Flesh. Yes.
So
the more stamps in your passport, the higher your vote.
So obviously, if you want to find out where the most beautiful people are, we have to interview Gary Player because he's traveled the most out of everybody and he'll be able to tell you.
But also, like,
otherwise we can't have this conversation unless Gary Player is next time in this conversation.
I'm going to have to say I really dispute the British being number one on the men list. And I don't know about some of those ones on the women list. The women list is less egregious to me, but I mean, we didn't make either South Africa.
No,
but it's like Israelis. No. You go to Israel, you'll see some of the most beautiful people in the whole world. It's this melting pot of society, but they're so diverse, just like South Africa, just like Brazil.
Yeah.
It's hard to say what an Israeli actually looks like because you can get someone who's
that's
dark,
right. You're absolutely
super
right.
Dark. I mean, or if you blonde said, hair, blue eyes.
If you said, for example, in South Africa, are girls from Pretoria prettier than girls from Welkom? It's easy, right? Obviously, Pretoria wins.
But also, all the good-looking girls from Welkom went to Pretoria.
That's right.
See, that's just such a difficult thing. This, as humans, we
figure this out. Let's go to the calls. Hey, good morning. Welkom. Hello. Are you calling us from Welkom?
Oh,
clearly
got scared. Yeah.
No, they just ran out of airtime in Welkom.
I got to say, Annette.
Yes.
Annette says that you, Gareth, won't go bald, but I definitely will. Thanks.
Yeah, but you've been doing some kind of...
I'm fighting it, Annette.
Yeah,
I'm
like
fighting
it. You've been like rubbing shit into your scalp and all kinds of stuff,
I
right?
use a very good product. It's definitely helped me out a hell of a lot.
What is it called, Ben? People will want to know.
Well, I'm going to post about it today, actually, and bam. It's just
what?
And bam. It's okay. And bam, your hair's back.
Oh, okay.
So basically, right. It's just a solution you put into your hair and you use shampoos.
I know two guys who've gone for those hair transplants.
My brother's going for that.
Really?
We're going to Istanbul next month.
Oh, so it's in Turkey, right? So that's where they go.
Well, there's more. Yeah. There's a lot more hair there. So the thing that I do is you just put it on. You don't worry about it. It's not invasive. It's affordable. What my brother's doing is he's literally sitting under the will of three Turkish men for a whole day and they're going to Gambia that hair into.
Wow. Gee, is it expensive?
It's pretty costly. So how funny is this going to be? Like, my dad has been to Istanbul quite a few times because he goes from there.
He was stuck there
around,
when they
and he were, was stuck there when there was the terrorists.
The terrorists, yeah, when they attacked the airport, he was there.
So my brother, my middle brother, who did stem cells and his hair didn't grow back, put a lot of money into stem cells and they were harvesting his fat and injecting into his head. He's tried a few things. He hasn't tried what I've done though. Anyway, I'm not gonna get into that. So he's now gonna
get a put down, don't you think?
He's like, I had the solution all along, but hey, he didn't want to take my advice.
He didn't want to take my advice. Right. So now he's going into Istanbul. He arrives on like the Sunday or whatever. Then my dad and I and then my other brother are going to arrive on the Monday. So for the first time, all the Kopinski boys in one international location. So what I want to do is get shirts made of like, you know, something like stupid, like cheesy, like Kopinski's on tour, but I want to get a picture of my brother.
That'd be funny.
And I want to like put a hairstyle onto him, like a bit, and walk the streets in his shirts and his face with like a David Beckham 90s flowing.
Please do it. That'll be so cornrows. It's got cornrows. Oh, that's so great. George says, I can give you some of mine, Ben. I have too much. George is boasting here. That is boasting, George. We will not accept your offer.
George, you do have incredible hair, and may it always be that way.
Yes, George. It is some of the pride and joy that I think some guys have. Shane Warne, according to Ricky Lowe, actually once said South Africa has some of the most beautiful girls. I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. He did poon around quite a lot.
Shane Warne, where he threw dick, that guy, huh? Yeah. He really did. It was a massive loss to the world because he was one of the last true Australians. You know, I'm very passionate about talking about hair loss because it's one of the worst things for guys to go through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if I can give advice and help out.
No, absolutely.
And then Carlos says, Ben, is your mom bald? Your mom's side. Okay. So like if her dad was bald, not her.
I think both my grandparents were bald. And both my brother and I have hair, which is lucky.
So your dad's kind
of...
Your rule is as much bullshit as St. Pewee's fingers rule.
But if you go into your mom's side of the family,
yeah,
do they all have incredible hair? Or were they all bald?
Well, okay, so her father did not have incredible hair.
Okay. And your dad's dad? He was rocking cornrows.
No, he was bald. He was bald. And my dad's.
But I also think back in those days, you had to be bald to look distinguished. So they probably had great hair, but they chose bald.
But you see, they've also been selling us this bullshit that if you have extra testosterone and you're super manly, that's how you go bald. But we know that's crap. Shit. Otherwise, why would men be trying to get hair transplants in Turkey?
Well, that's just an aesthetic.
Yeah. But I mean, why would it be as there? Why would women be more attracted to women?
You look younger.
You know, are you attracted to bald men or non-bald men? Let's ask St. Pewee.
Non-bald. Like I'm too young to be dealing with.
You want hair because hair makes you look younger and you got more options of what you look like. When you're bald, ball. You're bald.
I saw this dude in the gym the other day shaving his head, which I mean,
at the gym,
shaving his head in the gym, change rooms. And it was shiny afterwards.
And then he puts like some sort of balm or whatever onto it.
Yeah, he looked like a bowling ball. Very proud of himself.
There's no subtlety with baldness. You're bald.
There's no halfway.
There's one lane.
A Gary Player walked up to my mom in a restaurant in Cape Town and told her that she's a beautiful woman and we're Indians.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, he knows.
See, and if Gary knows.
There we go.
Basically, if you ever want to get any of these tests done, just interview Gary. I mean, he's 113 years old. He's traveled everywhere.
How many push-ups in a morning?
All of them. Yours, mine, Sophia's. He's doing all of them.
Does he still walk up to people he doesn't even know and tell their children that they're fat?
I hope so.
He does that. You know that.
He slapped a burger out of a kid's hand once at the Open Championship.
That is rude.
No, that's helpful. This kid with his grubby little fingers is grizzling over this burger. And Gary's like,
Did he say to him, stop eating bad food like that?
He said,
bad for you.
You're basically going to die. You're a mess and you're in a bad.
Really?
He obviously didn't say that.
But I mean, wow. Okay.
Gary's here for the long term, guys.
Famous Mama says, I remember when I did makeup for a wedding, I was horrified to find one of the ladies use sperm on her scalp as hair was getting thicker. Old wives' tale, if you ask me.
I think that person just had a lot of sperm in her hair for lots of other reasons and just kind of rolled with it.
Ladies do really crazy things.
Tony says her brother-in-law had his hair done in Cape Town last year. So it's obviously something people are doing here as well.
You can do it in Cape Town. Okay. Yeah. Again, this is inside information. For the same amount of money you get it done in Cape Town, you get like 20% more hair or people or stuff. You get a lot more value if you go to Istanbul.
Oh.
Well, think about it. Are these
people's hairs?
Probably.
That they're growing in your head?
Probably.
See, I mean, that's almost like an organ. It's almost like an organ transplant.
It's completely like that. Yeah.
Don't wait, but don't they take from like the back or like the good side, and then they?
That is a procedure. You can take from where it does grow, like towards your back. Like I've got gray hair on my back and my sides. It thins over here, and that's what people do. Tox van der Linde, because I spent 3 days with Tox at Tiger Canyon once, and he just had it done.
Is that Tox with Chops or whatever? Tox with Chops. That's the guy, right?
Tox.
I've seen that the ad for that show. What do they do on that show? They just sit around and talk shit.
Yourselves and stuff.
Like us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. We should get Tox on the show. He'd probably be quite good at that.
Tox would be amazing.
Really?
Fantastic, phenomenal human being.
And who is he again?
Ex-rugby player. He was like a big prop.
Okay.
But he's an Afrikaans icon.
Tox with Chops.
Tox van
Linde. Will he bring, like, Chops?
Chops.
Is that his thing?
If you ask him to, he will.
I'm in. I mean, we don't have to do Lebung's 100 rand fucking braai thing.
No,
we
you can just hire a braai here with Tox.
Tox will do it for us, Tox, right?
Will
he'll,
pull it.
He'll bring the people and
he'll sing.
Awesome.
He's
and it is. He's got like beautiful younger women on the show with him sometimes. I mean, probably. In the ad I saw, there were all these young women sitting around with Tox.
Why wouldn't
I? I need to know more about this
guy. If I was a beautiful young woman, I would just hang out with Tox.
Really? He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
All right. You see, I've learned a lot this morning, Ben. Hair transplants and Tox, and we've learned about the stupid finger thing of St. Pee-wee's, about whether you go bald or not. We've learned about the most beautiful countries, supposedly, the most beautiful people in the country. I mean, this has been a bumper, action-packed hour. I don't know how we're going to top it. Oh, wait. Barry Hilton's next.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stick around. Bye-bye. We'll see you later, Ben. Have a good weekend.
Are
you traveling anywhere exciting this weekend?
Sunday, I've got to go to Cape Town.
Oh, cool. Nice. You really are busy. All right. There's Ben. He's on his way. We will see you in the next couple of minutes with Barry Hilton. I'm very, very excited to have Bazza back on the show. And we're going to talk to him about all the things he's been up to. It's been a little while since we had him on, but it's always good to check in with the great and powerful Barry Hilton up next. CliffCentral.com.